SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we visit King's House for the Governor General's Achievement Awards, and later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a childcare tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. Since 1991, the Governor General's Achievement Awards has annually identified 14 persons, one from each parish, who have, from modest social and economic circumstances, uplifted themselves and shown substantial social and economic responsibility. This year's nominations closed in April, and on Thursday, November 12, there was a pinning ceremony at the King's House Ballroom. The theme this year, Values Through Volunteerism, Impacting Communities, One Community at a Time, was chosen in an effort to reinforce the importance of volunteerism. Speaking at the pinning ceremony, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen commended the awardees and encouraged them to continue in their efforts of selfless service.
This occasion is a demonstration that Jamaicans are still committed and are still using their abilities, their skills and resources to assist with the development of this country. This occasion is a demonstration also that there are many Jamaicans who strive for excellence, not only to better their own lives, but to contribute to the well-being of others.
Under the award scheme, three categories are outlined: the Achievement Award, the Youth Award for Excellence, and the Jamaica Diaspora Award for Excellence. 14 persons who have never received a national award are selected for each category, making the overall number of awardees 42.
Sharon, how you look, so what do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
You know what I eat, so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday, and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me no have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
For the goals of Vision 2030 to be achieved over the next 15 years, it will require the help of every Jamaican citizen. By learning more about the plan, you can ensure that the strategies, programs, projects, and activities are put into action. Knowledge is power. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and learn about the plans for the nation. Time now for a Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
There's this plant called squash. It's something looking like a melon, except that it has a neck, a very long neck, and it can be cooked and eaten like the way you would do normally do chocho. It can be mixed with saltfish, mackerel, or so forth, or people who would normally eat pork, that kind of stuff. Yes, it's nice with that.
Basil roe.
And here's a childcare tip. Let children perform simple tasks with you, such as helping to write or draw a grocery list. This can help them feel good, both about themselves and about the work that you do. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And before we close, Saturday, November 14 is World Diabetes Day. This year, there is a focus on starting each day right by having a healthy breakfast. This should help blood sugar levels from getting too high and should keep you full through the morning. So, eat well and have breakfast. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.